With their guns pointing in our faces, we're made to shower and put on clean, white-slip dresses without being allowed to dry ourselves first. The flimsy material is still clinging to our bodies as we're forced down the winding stone steps to the ground floor. I do as they demand, but I'm counting everything. The guard with his eyes glued to my breasts, he has two missing fingers on his right hand. The crimson key insignia pin badge that they wear on their lapels, it matches the insignia on the 23 doors we pass. There are 5 security cameras in total, above the lines of faded frescoes, and exactly 45 steps from the bottom of the staircase to the steel front door. If there's a chink in the armor of this place, I'm going to find it. We're pushed through a double doorway, down another flight of stone steps, and out into a small courtyard. The sight that greets me makes my steps falter. More young women, all dressed in the same stupid white dresses and invisible chains. No one speaks as we're herded together like sheep, ring-fenced by a pack of snarling guards. There are 63 of them in total. There are only 31 of us. "Don't make eye contact," Rosalia whispers, her soft plea melting into all the whimpers going on around us. "Whatever you do, don't catch their attention." I jerk out a nod as I'm sucked deeper into the group, allowing dread and uncertainty to seep further into my bones. There's a shadow forming inside me, a bullet wrapped up in barbed wire that's dragging along the walls of my soul, ripping and tearing, freeing emotions I've never dared allowed myself to entertain. Hate. Hurt. Anger. These feelings terrify me. I've fought them all my life, reviled them, shoved them in a lost and found box for my father to claim, not me. Despised him because of it. Despised my husband for embracing them too. I see a fancy dining table. I hear my own words echoing in my head. I want to help the world, not make it spin for me.